Hi, my name is Wafi Shikaki. I have my master's degree from Columbia University. I've been working for the last 13 years of my life in developmental projects, and actually this is the first time I participate in this conference, so I'm very excited to be here, and I'm very excited to share our experience with you. But first of all, I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the whole team, my whole team in Ramallah in Palestine. They are a great team. They are doing extraordinary job in an extraordinary setting. So I will start is that the theme of my presentation is to show how an integrated multisectoral approach to health sector reform can improve quality and access to the health care. Okay, who are we? Who is the Palestinian Health Sector Reform and Development Project? This is a USAID-funded project, and it was launched in 2008. The aim of the project is to strengthen Minister of Health, selected NGO and selected Palestinian NGOs and professional bodies to support a functional and democratic Palestinian health sector. And we're trying to achieve this through three components. As you see, the first one is improving good governance and management practices. The second is improving the quality of clinical and community-based health services. And the third, through supporting procurement of health and humanitarian assistance committees. Actually, immediately after we started, we launched the project, we conducted health sector reform. It was conducted by the Ministry of Health with the support from our team. And 18 intervention areas were identified that we want to intervene in them. And these 18 intervention areas, developed an institutional development plan. It's like an implementation plan to implement those interventions that we wanted to do. These interventions, they vary, like among the 18, that there's a need to develop a health information system, that we want to improve performance management, that there is a need to have a frame for continuing healthcare education. So we have 18 intervention areas. This is for the Ministry of Health, and we call each intervention area a model and or a module, and in each module there is a team working to achieve this intervention. When I say a team, it is us, the project with the Ministry of Health. We are one team, but we as a project, we are in the back seat. They are, we support them, we facilitate things for them. They're in the front seat. They have to lead. If we want sustainability, they have to lead. So this is for the Ministry of Health. What about the selected non-governmental organizations we worked with? There was also a development, organizational development plan that was done for these NGOs, selected NGOs, to assist their needs and then to help them in their institutional management and technical areas. So as you see, now I will come, why do we are called integrated multisectoral approach to health sector reform? It is comprehensive. There are so many intervention areas we are working on. It is integrated because we encourage the integration of the different interventions. And actually, you cannot but do that. Because if you want to improve or if you want to develop a health information system, the team that working on this cannot but integrate and work with, let's say, the team that's working on primary health care and secondary health care. If you want to improve health communication, you cannot do that without working with the team that's working on primary health care or improving the services at the primary health care, because there is a lot of health education going there. So this is a comprehensive and integrated. What about the multisectoral? While we were conducting the health sector assessment, we found that the communities, they don't participate the way we want in decision making and in policy making. And at the same time, we found that the different health providers there's this integration among them for historical reasons that I will explain later. So what we found that if we want to succeed, if we want to reform, we have to strengthen, at the same time, link together, as you see in this puzzle, the different components of the health sector. We have to do this in order to reform, and this reform, this reform is if we want social justice, we want quality, equity, access, we want efficiency, we want sustainability, we cannot do it without. The two key words here is strengthen and link. Okay, so I will just give you an example how we are doing this on reality. So the community, we want to involve the community more in policy making and in decision making concerning their health with the facility level. We do this through what is called applying champion community model. This model looks at the community, or at least groups of the community, as change agents. So what we do is that the champion community model, of course, we select the, the Minister of Health, select the areas, the communities they, we want to work with. Now we are working in one district into 21 villages. So we go to how does the champion community model works? We contract a CBO. A CBO immediately forms a board, clinic community board, and they hire community coordinators. With the nurse in the clinic, they start assessing the condition, the health condition in their community, and they start working to improve the conditions there. At the same time, we are giving them community mobilization training to strengthen them, and we are also, remember the two keywords, strengthen and link. We're strengthening the community, the CBOs there. We are giving them a training to improve their financial and management aspects. And we are connecting them with the facility level or with the clinic through the nurse who is member of the community clinic board. And activities will start in the community, like if there is a lot of women, let's say pregnant women, they don't come for their antenatal care. So the community coordinators will go there, explain why it's important for them to come, and then they come. They will have health education sessions, and all the tests that they have to take will be given to them. But at the same time, we're working with the facility level. It's not we want to strengthen the community, we want to strengthen the facility level or the clinic. And we do that, we assess the clinic, we conduct health assessment to the clinic to see what kind of procurement, training, how is the patient flow, or what about the patient safety measures that are taking there. So we are trying to improve it, to improve the conditions there. Some problems can be solved by linking the community with the facility level. As we said, pregnant women, they don't come for their antenatal checkups, so we encourage them, they come. But now the community, sometimes there are certain problems that couldn't be solved only by connecting the community with the facility level. We want to connect them with the directorate level or the district level through what is called open dialogue. We bring the management team from the directorate, and we make them sit with the community to listen what are the needs of the community. Sometimes the communities, they want more medical days, sometimes they want lab services, sometimes they are complaining the doctor always comes late or he does not check up the patients, he just writes the medicine, and they sit together to solve the problem in the community. Remember link and strength. Now, how we are strengthening the directorate level? Through strengthening management system. There is a problem there, and sometimes the systems are, sorry to say, stupid. So we try, I don't know if I have time, but then if I ask me later about one example of how it is stupid. Okay, then we want to, we want to connect the community with the Minister of Health, but as you see, we are at the same time connecting the facility level or the clinic with the district level, with the central level. We are connecting them through what is called Leadership Development Program. We are investing in leaders of change in both levels, in both levels, so that they will help each other. If we want reform, we want people to lead this reform and to sustain this reform. Okay, and out of this, we have participation, transparency. I don't want to go into Okay, we are, what we are doing also, we are connecting the primary healthcare with the secondary healthcare. There's a lot of problems, and we are trying to do this. I don't have much time to say in details how. But also, as you remember, that we are trying not only to connect communities with the Ministry of Health, we are trying to link the Ministry of Health with NGOs, with the UNRWA, and health education institutions. The health providers in Palestine mainly are four. It's the Minister of Health, NGOs, UNRWA, which is United Nations Relief Works Agency, and we have the private sector. We try to connect them in different ways, through training, grants program, procurement of equipment. The main thing, just to go, is that there is a lot of mistrust and competition between the NGOs and the Minister of Health, because before the establishment of the Palestinian Authority, the NGOs were the main providers of health. Now, and most of the donors' money used to go to them. Now, with the Minister of Health, money is going to the ministry, so there is a lot of mistrust, and we try to connect together, to connect them together. I want to show you how in I have 18 minutes or 15 minutes?
You have three more, and then for time for question. Or
don't ask me questions no later questions. On, so I have more time. Cooperate with me. Okay.
Next two people, that's a problem.
Thank you. So I just want to give you an example how we are looking at a holistic way. Let's say we want to improve the emergency services. We see what protocols and guidelines we have and what kind of training we need. Also, we look at what the community, what we can do with the community for this. What about health education material that we can give? What about we procure things so that what I want to show is that it shows that when we are looking at one thing, like improving the emergency services, we are looking at it in a very holistic approach. Results so far. What we have done. We are only 2 years in the project, and look what we have achieved. I'm really very proud to share this with you. First of all, there is demand for services from the community because they are aware of what these services that they are important for them. We are doing a lot of health education. So now they are coming to take these to services that they did not used to think about them. We are introducing new services. People want access to new services that did not, that was not given to them in their villages, like breast screening. And at one point, this service was not given in the villages. Now the community demanded that mobile clinics will come to their community and they will have it. Remember, we said about the systems. Stupid systems that exist and that want to improve them. One of these systems is the supportive supervision. You know, we want the supervisors who supervise the clinics supervise the nurses in the clinics to have a supportive supervision so that the nurses will come to them and will ask them for help. And it's not an idea of, I am a supervisor, I want to find a mistake. I'm here to help you. Communities are linked to health decision makers, so we are broadening the decision making. Women, we're involving women in the health of their families and children. We are training people if we want efficiency. We have introduced quality improvement tools so that to improve the quality. We have turned emergency rooms into emergency departments so that we have quality and we have efficiency. We have improved the physical condition. Look at this clinic before and look at the mold, and now look how the community has done. Now, where are we now? I have only two slides, and I'm just going to say them. Okay, all the time, whenever we have goals, the determinants of social justice was always in our mind. So I'll just give you an example about those goals and what we are going to achieve them. We want quality. I give you an example. We want Ministry of Health facilities that adhere to quality best practice standards. What we are doing to achieve this? We have standards of care, essential package of services, and other protocols that have been developed. Of course, this is not the whole story. It's one thing to develop something, and it is something to implement it, but we are on our way. We want equity. So we want Minister of Health clinics that meet the needs of the growing population. We might not be able to do this because of financial constraints, but we are creating a patient-centered approach in the clinics we work with. We want access, and we want efficiency. We want sustainability. I'll just give you about sustainability. We want strong regulatory role for the Ministry of Health if we want sustainability. What we are doing in this regard, so many frameworks, a framework for continuing healthcare education has been developed and licensing bylaws to strengthen the Minister of Health regulatory role. Lessons learned, you want reform, you want social justice, you have to involve communities. You want the buy-in, you have to involve all the actors in the, all the components of the health sector. You want sustainability, all the interventions you do with the Minister of Health, they have to buy it, they have to be committed to it, otherwise there will be no sustainability. And mid-level management are the best people to look at agents, thank you. Agents of change, because these are the leaders for the future, and these are the ones who are implementing and knowing what's going on in the field, and that a change is needed. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the American people, because our project is funded by the taxpaying money of the American people, and I want to assure you that your money is making a difference in Palestine. Thank you very much.